Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Heavenly Father, we bless you. We know that you know all things. And we are safe in your hands. And you are a good God. And no matter what happens in our lives, we know that you are good. You are absolutely good. So, Father, we just thank you. We give our lives to you. You know all things. You're perfect in all your ways. When we don't understand, you're perfect in all your ways. When we hurt, you're perfect in all your ways. When we're happy, you're perfect in all your ways. And we just bless you this morning. God, we thank you. We praise you because of who you are, who you are to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we're precious in your sight. We thank you that we are your children, your offspring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. 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 You're good. You're good. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our lives are not our own. To you, we belong. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Tell two or three people, say, I belong to God, and so do you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do y'all remember Ron Canole? You remember Ron Canole? Uh-oh, Andrew. What about you, Brian? Ron Canole. You remember O Ancient of Days? Blessing. It's got a bass solo on there. I want us to sing that on the 21st by Ron Canole. It goes boom, doom, 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 doom. It'll come out good. Okay, amen. So long as Andrew got me. You got me? All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give our band a hand. Amen. And Andrew. Praise the Lord. Helping to usher us into the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a spirit of worship here today, this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got something to share with you. Lord have mercy. You may have heard by now, usually I would save something like this to the end, but if you catch me crying during the service, you'll know why. But Minister Margaret went to heaven on Friday morning. Minister Margaret Baines. Minister Margaret Brain, so there she is. Y'all know she always sits right there in front of T and all. So, yeah, so she fought a good fight. Look at her. Let me see it close up. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. Amen. So that's bad news, but the good news is we know she's in heaven. We know we'll see her again. But I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss my sister and my minister. You know, you always knew when she was in the room, right? Come on. You be preaching. She said, come on. Oh, man. Wow. So it was sudden, kind of sudden. Well, at least the last days anyway, but anyway, but she was comfortable. She was comfortable when she left here, and but yep. So we will believe in God when you faith people. You know, you just keep believing God. You keep laying hands on people. You keep praying for people. Keep anointing people with oil. And but. She's still healed here, though. So she's healed. She just didn't get healed here. But she's healed now. And now she's saying, come on, Jesus. Look at the word. Preach the word. All right. All right, y'all. So anyway, so that happened. So keep Bobby and her children and her family and his children and his family in your prayers for comfort, of course. You know, it's just not easy. Yeah. We can tell that death wasn't God's intention because it's very painful. It's awkward. Yeah. And the person leaves a void in your life. That's for sure. So, but we're glad we had her for, I don't know what she was, 80, I don't know, maybe not, 79? Okay, I don't want to make her older than she was. She don't care. Only I would care. but, you know, we were blessed by her. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Margaret Baines. All right. I am, I should have called this, I won't say that. All right. Let's lift up our Bibles. You ready? All right. So I'm probably going to preach what you don't expect me to preach, but you'll find out. Anyway, say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what the word of God says I can have. Say, it will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of sickness into health, out of poverty into wealth. Y'all believe that? You believe all of it. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever. Will I be the same again? In Jesus' name, amen. All right. What I'm going to talk about, I want to minister again today. Last week I ministered. Today I want to talk about ending the battle with depression. Ending the battle with depression. Amen? And the reason why I want to talk about that is depression can be something that's very subtle, or it could be extreme. And it's almost like it could be kind of slick. You know, you don't exactly know what's happening, but it's happening. And of course, our lives aren't perfect, right? We struggle with things. We know that life is going to bring trials and tests. We all have a past. And depression, especially nowadays, I mean, again, I think I said last week, as much as the medical realm, no matter how smart they get, people are still getting sicker and sicker, right? And no matter how much recreation there is for people to do, you know, they're still getting more and more depressed. And so we have to realize that you have to understand your enemy. You have to understand the enemy. We spend way too much time, Christians spend way too much time brooding, remembering, dredging up, digging up our past, our past mistakes, right? How many have ever done that? You think of a mistake you made, and you rehash the thing over and over and over again. You say, how could I have done that? How could that have happened? You know, I can't believe that happened to me. And so we rehearse things over and over again. And we have to, again, it's so subtle. Depression is so subtle. Like some people, you know, they say you can tell when a person's, it's subtle. And sometimes one of the first signs is you realize a person is starting to retreat. How many of you ever gone to church with somebody and once they start having problems, you don't see them for a while? And so depression is very subtle, but we have to understand, 2 Corinthians says that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. And that doesn't, it can mean a tool or a weapon, but it devices there, it means evil intentions. It means, in other words, Satan plays a mind game. He plays a mind game. And that's why we talk so much and we're trying to double down on our decrees and everything, because if we stay silent when we get these subtle symptoms of depression, we start, not talking to people, or we continue to mentally badger ourselves. We separate ourselves, right? And so we have to learn that our enemy is very subtle, and he has access to our thoughts. Now, how many of you know Satan doesn't know your thoughts, but he can see what you're thinking? He can see the results of what you're thinking, right? So he can badger you, right? He's an expert at badgering us, talking about our past, telling us that we're no good, you know, tell us that we'll never amount to anything, or you can't do that like somebody else. Or you'll never have this, you'll never be that, right? How many of y'all hear what I'm saying? And it's so subtle that you think it's you. You think it's you talking to you, but it's him making suggestions. And because of his mind games, and he's a master at it, we have to constantly examine our thoughts. Constantly examine our thoughts. If it's not a thought of victory, if it's not a thought of hope, if it's not a thought of healing, if it's not a thought of overcoming, we need to look at that. Amen? Because the last thing Satan wants us to know is who we are in Christ. Sometimes we're the last to know. He knows, but we need to know who we are in Christ. You know, a couple months ago, I was preaching on identity. We have to know what our identity is in Christ, else the devil will be able to use old stuff and use that against us to hold us back. You know, I realize, you know, you have Joseph, you have David, you have people in the Bible who were called by God, but it took time for them to develop into the leader that God wanted them to be. And so time goes by, but we don't want to drag out that time. We don't want to make problems for ourselves because we're not aware of our enemy, right? The Bible says that he roams around, Satan roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so if we don't catch our thoughts, if we don't pay attention to our thought life, we can get sucked in and just taken out. Amen? Let me read something to you. All right, so last week I read Acts chapter 10, verse 38, which says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. So the enemy can oppress you. The enemy will depress you, right? To snuff you out and to make you of no effect, right? In the kingdom. Tell somebody next, you say, I have an assignment to do in the kingdom. So as I was studying this topic, there are two types of depression. The first depression, it's just, let's say, regular depression. And then there's manic depression, which is also called bipolar. How many of you know that comes up a lot now? It's like, what in the world? That's what I said. As advanced as the medical profession is, new stuff is always coming up. But the good part is, somebody say, there's a good part. Jesus said, he's healed us of all our diseases. So it doesn't matter whether it's new or not. It's already under the blood. Jesus already covered it. Amen? So depression, I preached this on a Wednesday before, but I know y'all don't watch Wednesday service, so. to whomever applies to. So, depression, it's actually, listen to this. So, depression is actually an underproduction of a hormone or a chemical called serotonin. And so, God gives us instructions. But what causes the imbalance in the hormones is the way that a person thinks. So how you think and what you say, it triggers certain hormones. Let me just read it to you the way I got it. And this, doctors don't always tell you. You know, they're great medications, but so this doctor, he says, we are very chemical in our creation. We are nuclear, we are sexual, we are spiritual, but we are also very chemical. And it says you have a number of organs and glands, particularly in the endocrine system, which secrete a particular chemical. It goes like this. This is what this doctor says. A squirt here, a squirt there. Here a squirt, there a squirt, everywhere a squirt, squirt. I know, if you're young, you might not know what that means, but it's a song. What is the song? Here's the, yeah, Old MacDonald, right? Had a farm. Oink, oink here, okay. No, moo moo, whatever, the animal. So what we don't understand, which that's why we need to just trust God. We need to trust his word. We are so stubborn. And We can be so unbelieving that we think that the Word of God is just words on a paper instead of what Hebrews says that the Word of God is alive. The Bible says that the Word of God is the word of His power. So even a little scripture has power in it, and God designed His Word to carry the power to accomplish what that word says. Right? You know, in John 15, Jesus spoke to His disciples. He told them that the Father, I'll read that. He told them that the Father loved them, and he shared some other things with him, and He said, I've told you these things so that you might have joy, and so that your joy might be full. The Word of God is designed to do a lot of things, and one of those things is to produce joy in our lives. So what does that mean? We have to watch our thoughts so that we, because if we think on the wrong thoughts, if we think on a downer thought, then there's only going to be a squirt. But we want to think the Word of God, so we get a squirt here, a squirt everywhere. You understand? So we have to, that's why we have to watch what we think. Amen? Let me go to my scriptures here. So when God says, I think I gave him Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Let's look at that. Tell somebody, God says what He means, and He means what He says. Say, tell the person next to you, if the word is true, God cannot lie. So if anybody's lying, it's you. Right? So if God said, let's read Philippians 4, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving. Why do we give thanksgiving when we're praying for specific requests? Because the plan is to get it, right? And so we need to tell the person next to you, say, you need to just do the word. We need to take the word at face value. Now, of course, God is smarter than the doctors. So if He tells us to think on a thing, it's because He knows what's going to happen when we think on a thing. Good or bad. If we think on depressed thoughts, then we're going to be depressed. If we think on happy God thoughts, then we're going to have joy. And we're going to be happy and functioning. We won't have to be on medication if we know what the Word of God says. Amen? At least not for joy. And okay, let's keep reading. Let me get back to the imbalance. And God's peace. How many of you need some peace? Amen. We want peace all the time. So that means we need to be meditating on the word all the time. Right? See, because now, I mean, Lord have mercy. The crazy stuff that's going on in this country and the world, if you're not careful, it will take your peace. If you're not careful, you will think just like the world. And if we think just like the world, we're going to suffer from the same things that the world suffers. But it ought not be so with us, because we're believers. And we have God and we have His word. And His word is His power. All right, let's keep reading. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Listen, God said, my word, when you meditate on my word, then my peace is going to guard you. It's going to protect you from fear. It's going to protect you from being panicked. It's going to, but for today, it's going to protect us from being depressed, because we're receiving the word of God. We're trusting what God says. Are y'all hearing me? I know I'm not talking something I've never said or somebody else hasn't said before, but we just need to be reinforced, because, again, Satan is so subtle and he knows how to play the mind games, and that we shouldn't be ignorant and not know how he uses the mind, right? Somebody asked a long time ago, well, people asked this, does Satan know what you're thinking? Only if you say it out loud. And only if you do what he's suggesting that you do. If he's suggesting that you don't measure up, that you're no good, that you're a loser, then he's going to see you crying. He's going to hear you talking on the phone. He's going to see you going to sleep. You know, I remember when I was a little girl, I don't know, I guess it was depression, but once in a while I would just feel like taking a nap and not waking up. Somebody said, that ain't right. But as a Christian, that really should not be how you feel. That's depression. When you want to just take a long nap and you want things to just go by, and when you wake up, they're gone. That's depression, right? And so we all struggle with different things in life. Nothing goes perfect, but we have to be careful that we don't succumb or give in to the thoughts that the enemy gives us. How many of you have ever had a bad thought by the enemy? And that you realize after 2 days, 5 days, that's why we have to open our mouths. The longer we let it go, then we will begin to think that that thought is ours. We will begin to think that that thought, see, the way the mind works, you can think that the thought that the devil gave you was your thought. And that's why we have to understand our enemy, right? Because we don't see him. He doesn't talk in an audible voice, but he makes strong suggestions to our minds, and we have to catch it. We have to catch him. If it doesn't inspire us, if it doesn't give us faith, if it doesn't make us joyful or happy or feel strong or confident, if it makes us feel the opposite, that is Satan's thoughts. And he interjects those thoughts in our minds. I mean, you know, but we have to be slicker than him. But even though we don't know about this chemical called serotonin, which they also call the happy chemical, right? But Satan knows, if I can get her to think bad thoughts, then her brain won't squirt serotonin to keep the joy of the Lord in her life. You understand what I'm saying? He hates you. He hates me. He wants us to just go sit down somewhere. He wants us to just disappear, because he knows once I find out who we are in Christ, and that he's defeated, right? He doesn't want us to find out who we are in Christ. He doesn't want us to know that we can cast him out. Not only can we resist him, the scripture says to resist him, resist the devil, and he will flee. That word resist, obviously, that would also include we resist his thoughts. So we have to examine our thoughts like all day long. We have to learn how to, I think I said this before, we have to learn how to catch them sooner and sooner. Because, like if somebody says something to you, right, something that's not nice, right, then you can go all day thinking that thing. Or you can go all week thinking that thing. The next thing you know, you're being that thing. You understand? And so we have to nip that stuff in the bud. Because we want a squirt here and a squirt there. We want serotonin. Now, of course, Satan, he knows how the brain works. How many of you believe that? I know God's ancient of days, but Satan, he's been around a long time too. So he knows that the brain produces serotonin, which is the happy hormone. And the last thing he wants is for us to produce more and more of it. You know, there's another chemical, it's called dopamine. Is that what they call the runners? What's the runners thing? No, that's something else. That's adrenaline rush. So what was I going to say then? Because it was the wrong chemical. There are several things that increases the happy hormone and the chemical dopamine or also adrenaline is exercise, right? Listening to music and praising the Lord. That's why, I want to read the scripture, that's why we need to get loud. When we're having thoughts of depression, when we're having thoughts of losing, when we're having thoughts of giving up, we need to get loud. The only thing that's going to shut our brain off, shut those thoughts off, is to say something out of our mouths. Right? How many of you can think and talk at the same time or meditate at the same time? So the only thing that's going to shut your brain off is for something to come out your mouth. So, let me look for this here. Psalm 31:22, I didn't give them this. Psalm 31:22, it says, in my alarm, how many of you ever been alarmed? How many of you ever been through, you going through a test or trial, right? Or tribulation. In my alarm, in my tests, right, I said, I am cut off from your spirit. Come on, y'all. So what happens? When stuff happens in our lives, what do we do? We say out of our alarm. We say out of our panic. We start saying that God's not helping us. God doesn't see, right? God let this happen. Right? So we have to make sure that we don't let bad words come out of our tests and trials. Right? Instead of complaining, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah! The rest of it says, I said I am cut off from your sight. In his alarm. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called for help. That's not the one I wanted. There's another one. It says that when we cry out for help, the enemy hears us. The enemy hears us cry out to God. And when, you know, in the Old Testament, when the Israelites, when God's people go in to a new territory, some of the people would say, we heard about you and your God, right? Because they had heard how God caused his people to defeat armies when they couldn't match up in number. It was more of them than it was of God's people. But God had a reputation, and the people of God had a reputation because God was with them. When the scripture says God and God was with them, that means they were going to win. They were going to win that battle. And if God told you, I'm not going to be with you, that's when they picked their own battle and God didn't tell them to fight. But God's people, God and his people in the Bible got a reputation. And so that's why the scripture says, but when I cried out to you, when we feel depressed, when we feel down, when we feel sad, what do we do? The first thing we should do is should be opening our mouths and asking God to help us. And telling God, God, you're good, even though this bad thing is happening right now. This caught me off guard. But God, but the scripture says when we cry out to God, the enemy's going to hear. What do you think he's going to do when he hears you crying out to God? And he knows that you know that God's going to show up on the scene. He's going to go pew. So we need to cry out to God more in our situations. Amen. And so I don't want to go too much on this, but let's finish. Did we finish Philippians? Yeah. So no. We didn't read 8. Okay. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true. This is, what do you think on? What are we supposed to be thinking on? Right? We're not supposed to be watching cartoons and watching the news. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. So God tells us, he tells us what to think. Why? Because he knows how the brain works. Do y'all understand what I'm getting at? We have to understand that God has designed us. We're chemical people. We're chemically built. We secrete, our glands secrete certain chemicals, but it's based on the thoughts that we think. If we think good thoughts, then the good secretions are going to come out. If we think on bad things, we're counterproductive, and now we're in line of depression or panic or fear. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? And so we have to trust God. Tell somebody next to you, you have to trust God and his word. And so what he says in his word is what he means, right? Nehemiah, I think it is, says that the joy of the Lord is your strength, right? The joy, the what of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. So what do you think thoughts of sadness are going to do? They're going to weaken us. They're going to weaken us. Tell somebody, watch what you're thinking. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we want to be producers of serotonin. One of these Bible verses. There's a Bible verse. Why can't I find my stuff? Oh, yeah. Proverbs 24:10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Let me read that again. Proverbs 24:10. If you faint in the day of adversity, tests, trials, hard time, challenges, you know, struggles. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Right? So we don't want to faint. How do we not faint? We confess the word of God. We confess, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We confess that I am a child of God. We confess, I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm God's offspring. Amen. right? We confess, if God be for me, who can be against me? So we have to say what God says. You know, there's a scripture that says when God sends his word, it doesn't come back to him void. Well, guess what? It's the same thing. He's the one to put the word out there so we can say it. So when we say it, the word won't come back to us void. The word will work for us. Are y'all hearing me? So we just, you know, part of this is just being more spiritual and understanding that God is smarter than us. Right? And we don't want the enemy to have an advantage over us. Amen? So we have to do things God's way. So we have to be smarter than him. So if the enemy knows about the way serotonin works, which is a happy hormone, we need to know how it works so that we can defeat him. Y'all hearing me? Now, I know this is a topic that people don't necessarily, you know, maybe I'll just, I mean, if you're like severe and you don't mind coming up, what I wanted to do is to, I told the Lord I would believe him that if I laid hands on anybody, that your serotonin level would catch up and rebalance. So that we can have a serotonin reset. Amen? Amen? But then you still have to go home or go in your car or in here, if time allows, you need to praise the Lord. Amen. And you need to take joy in his word. You know, we know when we take joy in his word, when we read his word. Right? So if your strength is small in the day of adversity, I know this is what Pastor Lamont used to say. He said, if your strength is small and your joy is small, that means your word is small. So we have to make sure our word content isn't small so that we won't faint and so that strength will be sufficient for us to make it through every test and trial. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm telling you that you're going to be challenged after today, right? Even if you have a serotonin reset, maybe I'll have y'all just lay hands on each other. Or you could come up here, but it'd be probably be easier. That way nobody's embarrassed. Some people get embarrassed, you know. But look, like I said, we all fight with thoughts, right? So we're human, you know, and it just depends on how quickly we catch ourselves. Some people catch themselves quicker than others, right? And so the thoughts, they've been around for so often that you think that's your condition. Yeah, I am depressed. No, you just got a lack of serotonin. That's what's wrong with you. You're lacking in the happy hormone. Amen? Y'all understand? And so, good. Andrew came at just the right time. Just the right time. So how many of you can use a serotonin reset? A serotonin reset. We want to combat. We want to win in this battle against depression. It makes you not interested. I read that you can be under such anxiety and stress and fear for so long that it affects your appetite. It affects how you eat. You become disinterested in eating. And now, come on, y'all know that ain't normal. Because most of us don't have a problem eating, right? But you can get so far in those bad thoughts that now you're not interested. That is self-destruction, right? So that's bad. Tell somebody that's bad. When you start helping the enemy make you sick and destroy you, No way should that be happening. So that's what we're going to do. Do y'all understand? It's a simple fact that y'all need more serotonin. How many would say y'all need more serotonin? Come on. Oh, look at y'all. Y'all are something. I saw some of y'all coming like this. You better raise your hand. Amen. So that's why let's just do something different. Okay. Now, if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, okay, I want you to pray in the Spirit. You can stand up. I want you to pray in the Spirit. And then what I'm going to do is just have you, we'll see how it goes. And y'all can have double hands, but you can just lay hands on the person to your right and to your left. Okay? After we pray in the Spirit for a minute. How many of y'all know I'm not playing? Okay? We don't play with the Word of God. We use it to our advantage. If your strength is small, your joy is small. If your joy is small, your serotonin is small. We're gonna help each other out. Keep my mama she de maha zuta aze. Ese mese bese usa haba sika. I want y'all to get ready, okay? Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We got a room full of believers. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Anybody here believe? They shall lay hands on the insufficiently serotonin Christian. Kison dorobo shikiraba sederebe sukura sika. Iton dorobo shibrobo bo segarabasa. Somebody say, I want to be happy all the time. I want to have the joy of the Lord all the time. I want to be like Christ. I want to be victorious. I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to accomplish things in life. I want to do what God created me to do. I want to have the strength to do it. The motivation to do it. The discipline to do it. In the name of Jesus, say, I need the joy of the Lord. Say, I need more serotonin in my brain. Squirt, squirt, squirt. All right, lay hands on each other. Go ahead, lay hands on each other and say, in Jesus' name, I speak new levels and balanced levels of serotonin to be produced in these brains of my brother and my sister. In Jesus' name, serotonin, you be increased. You be brought up to par. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our brain is being redone. That our serotonin is coming up to par so that we can have the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, I receive a balance of my chemicals in my brain as my brother, as my sister lays hands on me right now in the name of Jesus. I'm laying hands on Andrew. In Jesus' name, he told Dorobo Shikla. Father, we thank you for the proper amount of serotonin. An upgrade of serotonin, the happy chemical, the happy chemical. Somebody say, I'm getting happy. I'm getting happy. I'm getting happy in the name of Jesus. Serotonin, You be upgraded right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be balanced, to produce the joy of the Lord in Andrew's brain right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm happy. I'm happy. You happy, Greg? Bah. In Jesus' name, I speak the proper amount of upgrade, a reset of serotonin, the way God Almighty intended it to be since before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, I command Greg's serotonin level to be adjusted and to be proper and up to par so that he can fulfill the plan of God in his life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, reset, upgrade, reset, upgrade. Happy, 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 happy hormones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Come on, say, I believe I receive it. In Jesus' name, say, God, your word is true. It says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God, you know my innings, my insides, and my outsides. You know how I work. You made our bodies. We thank you that you're the fixer of ailments, sicknesses, and diseases. We call ourselves happy right now by faith. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Andrew, can you play something just a little up a little bit? I want us to sing. There's a song that I wrote down here, I think, but you might not know it. Where is it? Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Somebody start laughing. Come on. Say, ha, ha, devil. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You thought you had me. You thought you were going to cut my plan off. Hallelujah. You thought you were going to defeat us. No, you're not going to defeat us. We resist you. We resist you with every fiber of our being. In the name of Jesus, say, devil, I don't receive your lies. In the name of Jesus, say, I'm a winner, not a loser. Say, I'm a faith person, not a doubter. Say, I'm more than a conqueror because of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll just seal it with this, okay?
Though the night may seem weary, somebody believe in the room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, praise. I know joy is. Woo! Everybody clap, don't say.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody, say, we will not be shaved. Encourage somebody next to you. For the Lord is beside us. And him we cannot lose. For the shadows surround us.
Thank you, Lord.
We will fear no evil. Come on, encourage somebody. Say, trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Come on, one more time. Though the night may seem weary, sin bring the joy to light. We won't submit to sorrow. Our joy is coming in the morning.
This is morning.
It's in the morning.
This is morning.
Everybody clap. Our joy is coming in the morning.
Everybody say na na na.
Reason for depression. So what I want us to do is to confess anything that we need to confess to God. He said if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. That means we need to forgive ourselves, because that's where guilt comes from. You've heard people say before, we are not our past. Amen? We are who God created us to be in Him. So if you're suffering from guilt that has caused you to be depressed, I want you to forgive yourself right now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we forgive ourselves. I forgive myself of anything that I have felt guilty for in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to be free of guilt. I want to be free of condemnation. Father, we thank you. We confess our sins. We thank you for forgiving us of all our sins. We thank you for cleaning us up from all unrighteousness. Somebody act like they're brushing the other person. I clean you up. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, God is cleaning you up from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, say no more guilt. Say I'm innocent. My record is clean. This slate is clean. In Jesus' name, say no more guilt. Rebuke any depression that's a result of guilt in all God's people in this room in the name of Jesus. We accept our cleansing. We say that we stand today in righteousness and in right standing with God Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord one last time. you did. If you repent from your heart, he said he's faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. Now, the devil, of course, he'll show up and remind you. But you remind him that I got cleansed of that. I got forgiven of that on September, what's today? September 13, 14. You tell him that I was forgiven and I became guilt-free on September 14th in Jesus' name. You tell him that. You tell him that. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord praise. And then you can be seated. Hallelujah. I want to make sure we don't leave this place without making sure everybody here is in the kingdom of God and is a child of God. So in Jesus' name, if you want to make the Lord Jesus, if you've not made him the Lord of your life, or you want to recommit to the Lord Jesus, you want to come back to him, amen? Come back to obeying him, loving him, serving him, then you can pray this prayer as well. But it's mainly to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Not your mama's, not your husband, not your wife, but your Lord and Savior. All right? So repeat this prayer after me. It's really simple. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that you died for my sins. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that Jesus Christ served my sentence in hell. He was raised from the dead by God the Father to live forever so that I could receive him as my Lord and live forever with him. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to forgive me of all my sins, to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart, change me. Use me the way you want to use me, the way I was born to be used and called to function by you in Jesus' name. Say, Lord Jesus, I call you Lord of my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If that was anybody, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, if you got born again for the very first time, or you rededicated your life, if you just stick your hand up, lift your hand up, I'll see your hand. Is that anybody? 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 Praise the Lord. Where's the hand? Where? Okay, over here. Can you go like this? Oh, go ahead. You don't have to be shy. Over here. Praise the Lord. Brother Gary's over here, Gary. Right here in the middle. Can you raise your hand up high so he can see you? Here she is, Gary, right here, waving in the air like you just don't care. Amen. Where? Somebody back here? Back here? Oh, he was just over there. Praise the Lord. He's coming. You didn't find her yet, did you? He's like, oh, Yvette, okay. Praise God. We're so happy for you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the kingdom of God, or welcome back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here he comes. He's going to give you a package right here. Yep. There she is. All right. Okay. Praise God. All right, everybody. It is Minister Allen. He's going to lead us in tithes and offerings. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Did you get anything out of that on today? Praise God. Man, I really don't have to say much right now because I know, man, the best time to give is when you're happy. And I know we're happy right now. Praise God. Look, if you need a tithe and offering envelope, our ushers are in the aisle. Please raise your hand and they will serve you promptly. Now, please pay attention to our monitors for ways in which you can give.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Is everybody ready to give? If so, let us stand and do our confession. Praise God. All right, ready? Read. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tithers' blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tithers' blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families. In Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7 and 8, amen and amen. Praise God. Father, I just thank you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. I thank you, Father, that in this earth, Lord, our family lives here. Our homes are here, Lord God. Our jobs, our businesses, and even our very lives, Lord God, belong to you. And because you are our source, Lord, not our jobs, not our bank accounts, nor the government, Lord God, but because you are our source, Father God, we don't have to labor like the world labors, Lord God, but we are confident, Lord God. We are steadfast, Lord God, and we decree and declare, Lord God, that we are blessed. We are happy. We are fortunate. We are empowered to prosper and to be envied in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I do have a few hot topics for you. If video would play the videos that we have keyed up.
This is going to challenge you as a man more than anything you've ever done in your life.
Don't think of it as a battle you're just fighting for yourself.
It wasn't just for us. It was for our family.
You'll renew the structure of your mind. It's the way you think. When we realize trying harder is not going to work, and we understand grace, then all of a sudden we can start moving into sweet revenge.
And as I watch the Conquer series, I not only believe what they're saying is true, but I think it could be true for me.
It works. It's freeing men.
So we can be more than a conqueror for our daughters and for our sons.
Join us for the next of our Conqueror Series workshops on the 27th of September at 10 a.m. at Living Faith Christian Center as we step away from the noise to receive a powerful word from God to help us break free from sexual bondage once and for all. This is open to males 16 and older, ages 13 to 16, with parental consent. Invite a friend.
Nearly a decade ago, a survey was taken of unchurched people. People were asked, would you attend church if a friend invited you? 80% said yes. That's 8 out of every 10 people. Think about that. 4 in 5 people are open to an invitation. The same survey found out that only 2% of Christians had invited someone to church in the last year. Only 2%. And so, in 2009, a dream was born. A dream to engage the church, to reach the 80% that are waiting for an invitation. Millions returning back to church. The movement is growing. Over 30,000 churches, mobilizing over 4 million people. Millions of lives have been reached, and participating churches report an average of 30% attendance increase on that day. This is a movement of Christ followers, reaching every neighborhood to invite every person to follow Jesus' example, to love our neighbors, and be the church, and be His church. Who will your church reach? Back to Church Sunday is on the 21st of September. Extend an invitation to anyone who should be part of this special day. Your presence makes a difference. You can pick up invitations in the foyer today after service.
Amen. Can we see the hands of everyone who's committed to invite at least one person? All hands should go up, at least one person. Pastor's hand even went up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to hold you to it. Praise God. So the Food Outreach Ministry, in partnership with the Food Bank of South Jersey, provides food for anyone in need in the Camden County and surrounding areas. Distribution of food boxes takes place on the third Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to noon. Those who have a need and would like to receive food must complete the required intake registration, completing the link on our website. For more information, please call the church at 856-661-8110 or leave a message at extension 275. And by the way, my hand is up too. I'm not exempt. Amen. Don't forget our midweek service online. Please continue to join us each week on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our regularly scheduled midweek online services via YouTube. Married couples in here, marriage ministry. Amen. The Heirs Together Marriage Ministry, unfortunately, will have to postpone our upcoming session that was scheduled for the 17th. But we're going to encourage you to keep your eyes, your ears, and everything open for the next session. Now, we had someone come up to us a couple of weeks ago and said they were so looking forward to it, but there's a lot going on. But we will keep you posted for the next change in date. Amen. God bless you. Please welcome back our pastor.
Did we say? Oh, sorry. We're live. I missed the. Thank you, Minister Sheila. It's so quiet. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. I missed half of the announcements. So, anyway. Do we have any first-time attenders? Just want to acknowledge you. We won't ask you to say anything. We won't embarrass you. But if you're a first-time attender, yay! Let's give her a hand clap. Yay! What happened to your friend? She's in the back? Okay. All right. I'm assuming her friend is a first-time as well. Thank you for coming. We're so glad to have you. We hope you're blessed. We hope your serotonin level was reset. Amen. Hey, that was worth coming alone, right? Praise God. What a day to come. Praise the Lord. Also, I'd like to open up the, if there's anybody here, you've been coming to Living Faith, and you know that the Lord is telling you this is where you need to be. You need to make Living Faith your local church where you can come and fellowship with us and serve together with us. Anybody? Anybody here? Anyone? Anyone? Praise the Lord. I know some of y'all are shy, so you can always grab somebody and they'll help you if you want to join without the crowd. Amen? That is it, right? That's it. So, you ready to go? Let's go home or somewhere. You don't have to go home, of course. Praise it. I miss Grand Lux. We used to go to Grand Lux on Sundays. Dag. I hope they open back up. Praise. Maybe we should all pitch in and open one up. Yeah, right. All right, everybody. So just remember to, 2 Corinthians tells you to take every thought captive. So starting today, you need to pay attention to every thought that comes into your mind and examine it. You capture it long enough to read it and make an assessment. Is this a thought from God or is this a thought from the enemy? That's what that scripture means. And if it's not from God, you take that thing captive and you cast it down out of your mind, out of your soul, out of your heart. Amen? So you can keep thinking right thoughts. Tell the person next to you, to your right and your left, say, think right thoughts. All right. Think God thoughts, word thoughts. Praise the Lord. God is good. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. God, we thank you that you are absolutely good. There is no shadow of turning in you. There is no falsity in you, no untruth, nothing dark, nothing bad. We thank you that you are our light. And Father, we declare and decree in agreement with your word that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you're